Okay, next. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, Yerushalmi, daf Aleph. And we start a new world here, Maseches Rosh Hashanah. I think this one actually, the Oz V'Hadar is the same as the art school works out, these 27 dafim. And we will start with Arba'a Rosh Hashanim Haim. So this Masechta has what to talk about relating to issues of Kiddush HaChodesh, as we know, that's what it's the first couple of prakim are famous for in terms of setting the calendar, and the first mitzvah that we received as an am, and that is HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, just by way of introduction, as we know, the first Rashi al HaTorah tells us that the Torah should have started off with the mitzvah of setting the calendar, right, which is the beginning of the beginning of Perak Yud Beis in Shmos and Parshas Bo and Achor Shazel Lachem. But the Torah starts off with Sefer Breishis, because to say that Hashem created the world and Eretz Yisrael is given to whoever He decides. But the significance of Achor Shazel Lachem being the first mitzvah, that is reflected by the Svarno, who says, why was that the first mitzvah? Because the calendar, which reflects being in control of one's time, is a reflection of being free. Right, when somebody is a slave, so they are not in control of their time, they don't set their calendar. But when one is free, they make their own luz, they make their own, what am I going to do today? I'm going to decide that. So that's a siman of freedom, and that's why that was the first mitzvah, says the Svarno. Mikan ve'elach yu chachadashim shelachem la'asos behem kirtzonchem. The months will be yours to do as you wish. Shelo kibimei hashibud, lo hayu yemeichem shalachem. Not like in the days of Shibud, when the days weren't yours. Elo hayu la'avodas acherim. They were for others, or uritzonam, and whatever they decided. So we recognize that the Kiddush HaChodesh is a setting the calendar, setting the months, setting the years, right? So that is something that is in our control. No, we note that the weeks, that comes from Ma'aseh Bereishis. We don't have to set the weeks. Right, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu already set the weeks. I think a couple of hundred years ago, there was a try, maybe by France, to try to make a different number of days in the week, like a 10-day week or something like that, and it didn't work. It didn't work, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not going to work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there are 7 days in the week, 6 days, and then the seventh day, Hashem rested. But in terms of the months, as we know, the months are not exact. That's why we got to figure out whether every month is 29 days or 30 days, because it's the orbit and the rotation of the moon is not an exact, doesn't fall on the day. It's like 29 and a half, not to be exact. So that's why we got to figure out whether it's going to be 29 or 30 each month. And then, as we know, to try to, as Judaism and Halacha believes, that we use both the lunar months and the solar years. That's why every couple of years, also, we have to add on an Adar in order to keep things parallel and to keep the holidays in the proper seasons that they are supposed to be, as the Torah emphasizes. Torah emphasizes the agricultural elements of each of the holidays. It's not that whenever Nisan comes. No, but Nisan has to be in Chodesh Aviv like each of the other months. So that's a lot of the first half of the Masechta is about the calendar, and then the second half is a lot about Rosh Hashanah. The last parak is about the Nyanim of Rosh Hashanah, as we call it today. But the Masechta starts off, Arba'a Rosh Hashanah Mein. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. There are four days that have halachic status as a new year for different areas of halacha. Right? There's only one day that we call Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah that we are judged. Right? So that's once. But there are other important days of the year that are considered new years for other areas of halacha, as we will see. So Arba Rosh Hashanah Haim, there are four. Becha ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, Limalachim, Beler Galim. On the first day of Nisan, that's the first day, that's Rosh Hashanah for Melachim, for kings. What is kings mean? Kings mean dating documents, dating shtaris. We date documents based on the first of Nisan. So if there was a king that became king in the middle of 2 months before Nisan, and then Nisan came, so now we already write the date, the second year of King so-and-so. Because that's how they used to write documents in the days of old. They didn't just write January, February, or Nisan, Nir, Sivan, but it was to the kings, right? The first Karban Eda, quoting from Rashi. Regilim hayo limnos zman shtaroseyem lishnos hamelach. They were ragil to write the date based on the years of the king. Mishana Shamad Ba'amelech, from the year that the king became king. V'kavu chachamim echad b'nisan l'tzchila shnaso. And the Chachamim said that we're going to do this. Some say it's related to Shlomalchus, if we're talking about non-Jewish kings. The Karban Eda quoting the Rashi. Afilo Amad Bishvat O Ba'adar Kalsa Shnaso Mishikiyaz Nisan. And then the Karban Eda quoting Rashi again says, even if the king just started right before Adar, he started in Shvat and he started in Adar, and the year finished, Nisan is date year two. Nisan is year two. V'yaschil Limnoslo Shana Shnia. Interesting why the Karban Eda, which again is quoting Rashi, why does he say Shvat or Adar? Shvat or Adar, so the Sfas Emes here at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Pnei Yeshua also makes a comment that maybe Rashi is alluding to a machlokas, which we will have. There's a machlokas. Is there a minimum? Is there a minimum amount of time before Rosh Chodesh Nisan that the king had to be king in order to consider Rosh Chodesh Nisan year two? So that's a machlokas in the Gemara, whether it's Yom Echad Bashana Chashav Shana or Chodesh. So there is a machlokas, you might need a day, or you might need a month, right? So maybe that's what Rashi is alluding to here. Afilo Amad Bishvat, Shvat means he has a month, or Amad Ba'adar, he has at least a day, so that's what is being referred to. That's what Sfas Emes here quotes from the Pnei Yeshua. Mashma detalya b'plukta detanoi l'kaman, I yom echad bashana chashiv shana. The kakas of Besefer Pnei Yeshua. That's the Sfas Emes. But then he quotes from the Ritva, Acha Ritva Piresh, Da Filo Rebbe Lazar, De Sfir Le Lamed Yom Ki, De Chashav Shana. It could be that, no, even according to Rebbe Lazar, who holds that you need 30 days for other areas of Halacha, here maybe you don't need anything. Mikom Makom Hacha, De Takanta De Rabbanan Umodo. Maybe here it's a Din De Rabbanan about writing dates. So it could be the rabbi said, even if you have a king for 2 hours before a Nisan, that's good enough. Right, you don't need a month like we need for some Hilchos Zroim or so. Umiyo ein lahachriach koyim mikol chesh nadina. So he continues and says it might not be connected. And then the Sfas Emes ends off. V'gamay efshar lomar de laman de amar de lo chashav shana. Even according to the one that says it's not called a year if it's not a month. Lo nimna kla lo melach shamad ba'adar. Rak ben Nisan she'acharav. Avokodem Nisan nimna o lamelach shemes. So it could be that Rashi is not connected to that machlokas. But again, this is the first. So Rosh Hashanah. So Nisan is when you started the dates again for Shtaris. Viliragolim and for Yemim Tovim. What if Yemim Tovim? Well, when we say the holidays, we say Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, right? So you know Pesach is first. Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. That's not only for what we say, but as we'll see in the Gemara, for the laws of Baal Ta'acher, right? We know that if I promise to bring a carbon, if I make a neder, I have to fulfill that neder. What's the deadline, right? Do I have to bring the carbon by a certain date? So, machlokes tanoim, but one of the days is that you have to go through a holiday cycle. You have one holiday cycle to go through, and by the end of that cycle, you have to have brought your carbon. Well, when does it start from? Whenever I made that neder, let's say I made the neder in the middle of Sfira. So it goes by Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach. So this Lurigalem means no. It goes by Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Even if you make your neder after Pesach, you have Shavuos, Sukkos, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. Right? You have a whole cycle of the Regalim. So that's, as we'll see, that's what Lurigalem. That's the order. Be'echad be'elul. Next, number two is the first day of Elul is a Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah l'maiser behema. That's a Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. Meiser Behema is a mitzvah daraisa. Mitzvah daraisa at the end of Bechukosai, that however number of sheep I have to give, 1 out of 10, give 10% to the Kohen. Meiser Behema, it is a carbon. It is a carbon, and I'm supposed to bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash. And it doesn't say anything about a Kohen in the text. Bechor has to be given to a Kohen. But Meiser Behema could be just a Shlamim that I have to bring up to the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm the Baalim, and I eat it. There is a Netziv. The Netziv at the end of Bechukosai says that there's a Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that sounds like there's a Lachadchila to give the Meiser Behema to a Kohen. But it's not in the Torah, that is true. So it sounds like just Meiser Behema is a, I have to make that into a, carbon. And it goes by year. I mean, it doesn't mean it's the Rosh Hashanah. two halachas. Number one, that I count up my sheep born each year. I don't combine. If I only have if I have 12 sheep, but seven of them were born one year and five of them were born in the other year with Elo in the middle, they're not mitzarif. I'm not chayef to get my subhema. I don't have 10 sheep because it was two different years, right? Or I'm also not supposed to give meiser from one year on the other year, right? I'm not, that says the Karban Eda. She'ein ma'asrin min ha'noladim bishanazu al ha'noladim b'chaverta. Right? Aser ta'aser is kol tvoaz arecha. It's a parallel to, comparison to, meiser tvua. Just like the meiser of tvua has separate years of grain, so too the meiser of animals, has separate grains. The Rambam talks about all these halachas of meiser in Hilchas Bechoros. Hilchas Bechoros in Sefer Kabanos, that's what the Rambam talks about, the exact, meiseris. The Rambam says, Perek Shvi'i. Mishahayilo asara tzloim. Right, that's the first step. You have to have 10 sheep. If you have 10 sheep, the hifresh echan meiser, and you made one meiser, hayilo meya, the hifresh asara la meiser, you separated 10, ein elu meiser. Right? You can't just say, oh, I have 10. Okay, one of them. I can't just say, take 10 out of 100. No, you have to go through the process, as we have noted. What do? You got to make a little hole in the fence, put in through the fence one at a time, and every 10th one, you have to mark off with your stick with a little red paint, and you know that is designated. So two don't go out at once. And you want them to go through the hole. So how do you get them to go through the hole? You put the mother sheep on the other side so that they can smell their mother and they want to go out to be with the mother. You make the mother make some noise so that the sheep hear and they want to be near their mother's voice. And they go out, right? Shanim, I don't think that's a din. If you have another way to encourage them to go out, you could also do that. But the Rambam is just saying that this is a good idea. You're not allowed to push it out. It's got to go out by itself. Bein tamim, bein balmum. Doesn't matter what type of animal, right? It could be tamim, not a male, female. Sokro besikra v'yomer, hare ze meiser. You mark it and you say this is meiser. Lo sokro besikra v'lo minyan. But if you didn't do that, even if it went out 10th, it's still meiser. Okay, so that's the Rambam. He tells us how to do it. But as we just learned, the Rambam halacha later halacha hey. We don't take meiser from one year to the other year. Kishem, important word. Kishem shein ma'asrin bezera ha'aretz min achadash ala yashan v'lo ban ayashan ala chadash nemra yotzi asadesh shana shana. Just like by meiser tevua, so too by meiser behema. The Rambam then adds v'yirali, which again our ears always open up wide when we see a yirali, because that means this is the Rambam's own conviction, not based on sources. The yearly shim iser behema mishana al shana. What about b'di'evit if you did it? If you were ma'aser mishana al shana, hareze meiser. It also works hareze meiser mipnei chumras hakodshim, because the chumra of karbanos shahare loik pida Torah al meiser behema beferish sheyehe shana shana. Wow, the Rambam says it's not an explicit din. Even if it might be a din daraisa, it's not explicit. So that's why if you didn't do it, it's still going to work. It's still going to be kodesh. All the mafarshim, the lecha mishnah here says it's not explicit. It's a hekish. A hekish is not explicit. It's a din daraisa. We know for other areas of halacha, a hekish is keilu. It's beferish. That's the lecha mishnah's question here. Kasha to me hekesha to meiser behema la meiser dagan yalfin la v'kiva davi hekesha kikasav behed yahave. So what's the Rambam talking about? Isn't it keilus beferish? And if it's a din daraisa, so that you can put this on the list of dinim that might make a difference whether it's explicit in the text or learned that from a drasha. But that's an important Rambam by our halacha regarding meiser behema. So that's number two. So the first Rosh Hashanah is Nisan. The second Rosh Hashanah is Elul. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, Omrim be'echad b'Tishrei. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon argue and they say no. Meiser behema also goes by the first day of Tishrei. As we will see what this machlokas is about. Okay. Says the Gemara. Arba, again, in the Bavli, you have all the Rosh Hashanahs in the first Mishnah. But here, we'll it's split up. Arba, Rosh Hashanah, Mei Mechulu, Ksiv, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chadashim. What's the source? What's the source that there are different Rosh Hashanahs? So, we have, from Parshas Bo, Parshas HaChodesh, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chadashim. This HaChodesh Hazeh is yours. What's the Lachem? This month, meaning Nisan, is yours. Lachem hu Rosh, ve'eno Rosh, lo l'shanim, v'lo l'shmitim, v'lo l'yovlos, v'lo netziyah, v'lo l'yirakos. So we are medayik lachem. This, for you, for the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim, it is a Rosh Chodesh, but not for all these other areas of Malachis that we'll get to B'Hashem in the future Mishnayos, right? For the year, for Shemitah, for Yovel, for other Halachas. Says the Gemara, you know, fine, lachem excludes something. How do you know you're supposed to exclude all of those? Ve'emar lachem hu Rosh, ve'eno Rosh, lo l'malachim, lo l'regalim. Maybe exactly the opposite, right? The two things that we include. You know you're supposed to include something and supposed to exclude something. So why do we include Malachim and Regalim and exclude everything else? Why don't you flip it? So the Gemara says, Rev Yaakov Bar Acha, Rev Yasa, B'Shem Rev Yochanan, the following. This is the Makar that you know it's including Malachim. Ksiv, Ayocha Livnos Machodesh Hasheni, Basheni, Bishnas Arba'ala Machusa, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, it says here, in Divrei Hayamim, you know, you got to learn Divrei Hayamim and Malach and Shmuel and Malach in parallel. So it says he built the Beis HaMikdash in the second month, Bachodesh Hasheni, Basheni. Another word, Basheni. So that's what we're going to try to figure out. What does that mean? In the second month, on the second day, Bishnas Arba Lamachuso, in the fourth year of his reign. So says the Gemara, Hikish Shnas Arba Lamachuso, L'Sheni Shabachadashim. So we're comparing the years of his reign, fourth year of his reign, to Sheni of the Sheni. So what's Sheni of the Sheni? So we're comparing, that must be referring to the dating of, as we'll see, the dating of Shtaris for Malachim, comparing it to the Chodesh HaSheni for Regalim. Ma Sheni Shabachadashim Eimonim Ela Minisan. Just like the Sheni Shabachadashim, we only count from Nisan. As we know, Nisan is the first month for the Regalim. Av Sheni Shabishnas Arba Lachuso Eimonim Ela Minisan. See, so too, for his reign, which means Malachim, we compare. So in that pasuk, we compare Malachim and Regalim. So that's how you know Malachim and Regalim are included, right? Achodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chadashim. That's for sure talking about Yantif. Right, that's the Beferish context of Karban Pesach. So the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim tells us, we compare that, in the same Pasuk, it talks about Shlomo's reign, Malachim. So we compare Regalim to Malachim. Says the Gemara, how do you know that's what the Besheni means, the second day, right? It refers to the Yom HaChodesh. Maybe it refers to the, look at the Karban Eda, Uparich. The following, let's read it first. O Eino El Shnayim Bachodesh. Look what the carbonate that says Uparech. O Eino El Shnayim Bachodesh Vachikamar. Bachodesh Hasheni Biyom Hasheni Lachodesh. Velo Koi Sheni Basra Chacheshana. Maybe the second Sheni is not extra to talk to me about the months of the year. Maybe it's talking about the day of the month. Within the month. So, O Eino El Shnayim Bachodesh. Says the Gemara, Komakam Shnemer Shnayim Bachodesh Pirish. If the Torah or Tanakh ever says the day of the month, it's more explicit. It doesn't use such an unusual lashon of Bachodesh Hasheni Basheni. So that just must be extra to teach me the new halacha. So it can't be talking about the second day of the month. Says the Gemara, O Einu Ela B'Shnayim B'Shabbos. Maybe it means Monday. Maybe it means the second day of the week. Shnayim B'Shabbos. Says the Gemara, no. Lo Matzanu Cheshbon Zeh Min HaTorah. You never find in Tanakh days of the week, says the Gemara. You never find days of the week. If you ever have a number, it's either referring to the month or the day in the month, if it's explicit, but you never find days of the week. When do you find, you know, this happened on Tuesday. You know, you don't find that. Says the Gemara, 1 second. And how about Bereishis Perek Aleph? V'haksiv v'yer v'yivoker Yom Sheni. You never find Monday? How about the first Monday? Yom Sheni. So the Gemara says, no. Ein lemeidim mipriyasu shel olam. You can't learn from the creation of the world. What does that line mean? Karban Eda has two important days here, right? Number one is, he quotes this from the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Ritva. Chomar, look at the Karban Eda. Lav ayimei HaShabbos koi. When it says day two, it doesn't mean Monday. We usually translate, Vayar Yom Sheni, it was Monday. No, it means day two of creation. maybe there was no such thing. You know, we call it now, but the second day of creation was that's what two means. It doesn't mean what we call the second day of the week. Second day of creation. El Shaya Yom Sheni Libriyas Shalom King Kasvu Tosfos. That's what Tosfos says. Inami or, this is what the Ritva says. There, you can't call it that. Why? Shiny Hasam. Shalohayu Adayin Shnayim Shanim Ochadashim. To Limnos Behu. Lakach Muchrach Limnos Limei HaShabbos. There, Shani, you can't say, oh, when Shani during Tanakh means Monday. Right? Because whenever you have Shani in the world, that could mean a month or a year. That first Monday, the second day the world existed, there were no weeks, there were no months, there were no years. So obviously that's what it means. So you can't prove anything from that one. So either way, so Bashani can't mean the day of the week, and therefore it has to be the day, it has to be another, extra word that teaches me the second month. And therefore in the Pasuk, you compare Melachim and Regalim, right? You compare Melachim, just like Regalim goes by Nisan, so too Melachim goes by Nisan. That's talking about Shlomo HaMelech's reign. One more section, and then we'll make a comment. V'hai dein hu sheni shebachadashim. V'hai dein hu sheni shebashanim. There's two words sheni in the Mishnah, right? Two words sheni in the Mishnah. So which one is referring to chadashim, and which one is referring to the years of Shlomo? Sheni sheni. Which one is referring again? The Karban Eidah. Ve'ezi omei asheni dichsiv b'kroa koya chadashim. Which one is talking about the second of the months, which means year? The first one being Nisan, Vezeman Koyachodesh Sheni Shebishnos Hamelech, and which one is referring to the second year of his reign? So unclear. Rabbi Chanan, Rabbi Manas Machlokas, Chad Amar, Vayachol Livnos Machodesh Sheni Zeh Sheni Shebachadashim. Some say the first Sheni is referring to the second month. Bisheni Zeh Sheni Shebishanim, and the second word Sheni is referring to Shlomo Melech's reign. The Charana Afilu Michlaf Les Baklum. Another one says you can switch it. Doesn't really make a difference. So, Ad Kan, though, this is all source number one. How do you know Melachim goes by the Nisan? How do you know which Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Melachim? Because of this comparison in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. Shlomo Melech, you have the reign and the months, the years of his reign, and the months compared. So you say, just like the years of his reign go by Nisan, so too the months for Shanim and Regalim, those two go by Nisan. It's interesting, we know that in the Torah, there are no names to the months. In Tanakh, we find sometimes that there are names to the months. In Tanakh, in Megillas Esther, we have Adar, and we have a couple of other months. And in the Svarim of Shiva Sion, in Ezra and Nehemiah, Daniel, there are also names of the months given. In earlier, I think in Malachim, you have Chodesh Ziv, right, which is a hidden day. I think that's Iyar. But there are a couple of names that are not explicit names. But in the Torah, it's just Chodesh HaRishon, Chodesh HaSheni, Chodesh HaShlishi. If you look in the Ramban in Parshas Bo discusses how it's interesting that we have Babylonian names. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, right? Tammuz, right? These aren't Hebrew, right? These are Babylonian names. This is what we brought back from Bava when we came back. Right, so what do we use these names for? So the Ramban discusses that the Dafka brought those names back. Kasher alinu mi Bavel chazarnu likro achadashim shenikram be'eres Bavel lahaskir ki sham amadnu umisham he'aleinu Hashem yisbarach. Right, we called those names to remember the salvation that Hashem saved us from Bavel. So that's why we call the months by Babylonian names. Ke'ela Shemos, Nisan, Ir, Vizulasam, Shemos, Parsim, they're Persian names. V'lo Yimatzei, Rak, B'Sifrei, Nevi'ei, Bavel, Megillas Esther, as I just said. You find that in the Svarim of Shiva Sion, from Bavel. And you don't find that elsewhere. So that's the Ramban. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky notes, V'hine Yishla Tamua, Madua Be'emes Azvu Lashon HaTorah V'Naktu Lashon Paras. Why'd they do that? Why they remember the salvation? So you had to take the Persian names. Ubifrat, right? It's Bavel that went to Persia, right? Because then we went back. Ubifrat, Peshemas Hakadashim, Shem and Shemas Avodah Zarah. Some of them were connected to Avodah Zarah, like Tammuz. Ubeemes Matzino Shibimei Mayisheni Hayasafa Mudberes Bisrael Lashon Arami. And anyway, we spoke Aramaic. Right, we spoke Aramaic. Varak divrei Torah kasu v'lashon hakodesh. Right, the Talmud Yerushalmi was written in Aramaic. Follow b'Mitzrayim ha'yim meshapchim osam shloshinu eshloshonam. So what's going on here? So explains Rabbi Yaakov that in Parshas Bo, they knew when they came back to Bayasheni that this was not going to be an eternal Beis HaMikdash. They knew. Remember the Gemara in Yuma? There were differences between the first and second Beis HaMikdash. And the Psukim say that the elders that still remembered by his Rishon, everybody else was were dancing and they were crying. You call this a Beis HaMikdash? So they knew that it wasn't going to be permanent. So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in order to remind themselves that they were still in semi-galus, that it wasn't permanent, that we didn't have the ultimate geula, that's why they kept some Persian names. This was just to give us a little chizuk before we went to the thousands of year gullus. Hashem brought us back a little bit in order to give us a little chizuk. Hashem had rachmanus, but really this wasn't the ultimate. And to crystallize for the am that we still didn't have the ultimate geula, so we kept some things like the gullus names. That's why he says that the Talmud Yerushalmi was written in Aramit, in Aramaic. Why not in Hebrew? They were in Eretz Yisrael, right? But like the Mishnah was written in Hebrew. The Mishnah was written in the land of Israel. To remind us, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave us this Beis HaMikdash to be able to give us a little chizuk, because he knew that the Am needed that chizuk. And then in the footnotes he here writes, we've quoted this before, that in another context, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said, maybe that's, we don't understand fully God's hand, but he says, Lohavin Gamis Hakamat Medina Yisrael Biyameinu, Shalachar Churban HaGadol V'Hayeyush, after we lost a third of our nation in the Holocaust, Ibn Kadosh Baruch Hu realized we needed a little chizuk a couple of years later in order to survive the continuous galus. And he continues. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Reb Shimon bar Karsana b'shem Reb Acha Shamalei Menada. Try number two. A second makar that we know to include melachim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu lachem mi eight. Hazeh lachem. It's for you. Rishonu lachem mi eight. So it says the word lachem twice. To you. It's two exclusions. Miut achar miut larabos lemelachim lergalim. So whenever we have two exclusions, so we know that's an inclusion. Exclude the exclusion, so it's an inclusion. So we include the two halachas that we said in the Mishnah. Lemelachim and regalim that go by Nisan. V'yarbe. Why do you include these two and exclude all the ones in the next Mishnah? Include all the ones in the next Mishnah and exclude these. So the Gemara says, no, because for that, we also use the pasuk that we just said in Divrei HaYamim. Again, it seems like Rav Shimon bar Karsana wanted to have a pasuk in the Torah. So he starts off with the pasuk in the Torah, Chodesh Zelachem, and we back that up with the pasuk that we mentioned as we're going to have the same drasha as we had. Ki da'amar of Yaakov Baracha, Rav Yasov, Shem Rav Yochanan, Vayochal Levnos Bachor, Yosheni, Bashjeni, Bishnas Arba L'machuso. As we know, the Pasuk by Shlomo, Hikishnas Arba L'machuso, L'sheni Shebachadashim. So we compare the years of his reign to the months, to the Mashini Shebachadashim, Ein Mona Elmi Nisan, just like the second month, we go from Nisan, Avsheni Shebishnas Arba L'machuso, Ein Mona Elmi Nisan. So we compare it. Period. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yisrael bar Nachman, B'shem Rabbi Chiyah bar Yosef says the same idea, just a little differently. Vayachol livnas b'chadosh Hasheni, Zesheni shebachadoshim, B'sheni, Zesheni shebashanim. It's just flipped, as we said before. Which, you have two shenis in the pasuk. Which one is reference to which? Ukshu Omer, B'shnas Arba l'machuso, Hikish, Shnas Arba l'machuso, L'sheni shebachadoshim. B'sheni shebachadoshim, Eimonim eleminisan, Avsheni shebashnas Arba l'machuso, Eimon eleminisan. Good. So we use the original source as a backup, as a strengthening the makar in the Torah. Hachodesh is Elohim. Period. Tani, Shmuel brought a brisa, Upalik, Shmuel brought a brisa that argues on the previous makar of Hachodesh is Elohim. We're going to have a brisa that takes us to the bottom. And at the end of the brisa, we're going to have the first makar that we quoted today. We quoted two makaros. Either it's based purely on the pasuk in Divrei HaYamim, or it's based on Achodesh Zalachem, two miyuts, a miyut al rabos, and then we use the backup of Divrei HaYamim. So the following brisa is only going to quote the Divrei HaYamim pasuk at the end. Upalik. So the following. Bachodesh Shlish, Lithis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. On the third month when we went out of Mitzrayim, right in Sivan, right, this was the pasuk leading up to Kabbalah Satorah. Mikan Shemonim Chadash and Lithis Mitzrayim. So we know from here, from this pasuk, that we can't, for in Yisro, that we count months from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ein Li Ela Chadashim, Shana Minayim. I know the months you count from Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do you know the years too? Because that pasuk said at the beginning of Bamidbar. Vaydabar Hashem Moshe ben Mar Sinai b'Shana Shenis, the second year from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ein Li Ela Osos Man. I know that fine. Right after Yetzias Mitzrayim, they counted from Yetzias Mitzrayim. La'achar hazman hazeh, later on in history, we should also count from Yetzias Mitzrayim. Well, 40 years later. Bishnas harabom, let's say it's Yisrael Meiris Mitzrayim. Right, it says 40 years after they left Mitzrayim. So you see, even 40 years later. Ein li'el oshah. Oh, still, that's only within 40 years. That's somewhat near. L'doros b'nayin. How do you know many years later you should still count the years from Yetzias Mitzrayim? Well, it also says, when did they build the Beis HaMikdash? Vayhi b'shmonim shanav arba me'o shanav l'Yisrael Meiris Mitzrayim. 480 after Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's when the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So you see, even many years later, they counted Yetzias Mitzrayim. For Gomer. So Gomer says, Mishanivna Abayis. Fine. Once they started building the Beis HaMikdash, though, then it switched to count from the Binyan HaMikdash. Hischilu monin lebinyano. Miksei asrim shana asher bana shlomo shnei abatim v'gomer. So it says the Gemara, lo zachu limnos lebinyano. Hischilu monin b'churbano. And after the churban, then it didn't make sense to count from the binyan because we don't have a binyan anymore. Then they start accounting from the churban. Ve'asher mechame shana lagaluseinu b'rosh hashana ve'aser lachodesh v'gomer. So that is, that's referring to Asar B'Tevis. Lo zachu limnos la'atzman. And once there was so many tsaris, so it didn't even make sense to just focus on the churban when they counted. So that's when it's chilu monin l'malchias. That's when they started counting to the kings. That's what they was more relevant. Shneimar b'shnas shtayim l'daryavesh, b'shnas shalosh l'koresh melach paras. So this is all one big brisa. But now the end of this brisa is what's relevant to us. Va'omer. Now we quote the makor from before. Va'yochal livnos b'chodesh hasheni b'sheni b'shnas arba l'machuso. The same pasuk. Hikish nas arba l'machuso l'sheni shebachadashim. Ma'sheni shebachadashim einmonin ela minisan. Avsheni shebishnas arba l'machuso einmonin ela minisan. So you see from there that this brisa is maskim, agrees with the first makor that we quoted today. To teach me about malachim, we compare it to regalim, the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, and not based on the pasuk in Parshas Bo of Achodesh Zelachem. There's more here on this brisa, but we'll have to stop here as we had a haschala in Rosh Hashanah. L'Hashem, we will continue next time.